Welcome to the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. Today, we are jumping into a deep dive that honestly I think is going to change how a lot of you look at your firm's digital strategy.
Yeah, there is a lot of anxiety out there right now about this topic.
Oh, absolutely. So let's just kick things off with a quick experiment for you, the listener. Pull out your phone, open up a browser, and search for a phrase like, you know, what to do after a car accident.
Just a standard everyday legal search.
Right. Exactly. But if you haven't really scrutinized a results page lately, you might be a little shocked because the landscape on that screen looks fundamentally different today than it did even just a couple of years ago.
It really is a total paradigm shift. I mean, seeing an AI-generated answer pop up at the very top of those search results, well, it's giving managing partners some serious anxiety.
Yeah, they're definitely feeling the pressure. Change is terrifying when your revenue depends on it. And that fear about the future of traditional law firm SEO is exactly why we're doing this deep dive.
Which is so needed right now.
It is. We are basing today's whole strategy session on a really eye-opening article from the Forward Push Law Firm marketing website. We've got a stack of notes here, and our mission today is to break down exactly how Google's AI overviews are completely changing how clients find lawyers.
Right, getting past the panic and looking at the actual tactics.
Exactly. We want to outline the tactical steps you need to capture what is now the absolute most valuable real estate on the modern internet.
It's the perfect time to have this conversation, really, because once you understand the anatomy of this new search page, it kind of changes your entire approach.
So let's establish a baseline for everyone. Help us visualize this anatomy. If I type in a query like personal injury lawyer, let's walk down the screen. What am I actually looking at?
Right, so let's break it down.
At the very top, the page opens with a Gemini AI overview. This is powered by Google's Gemini 3, which, you know, rolled out back in January 2026.
Right, before anything else on the page.
Yep. And it's not a list of links. It's a synthesized paragraph-style answer block that delivers a direct response. No click required to read it.
Which is wild, but what happens if you actually scroll past that AI block?
Well, immediately below the AI overview, you hit the local service ads, the LSAs. For anyone not checking their marketing dashboards every day, those are the boxes at the top with the headshots.
Oh, with the little green Google screened check marks.
Exactly. You pay per lead for those.
Yeah.
Keep scrolling below the LSAs, and you hit traditional pay-per-click or PPC ads, the sponsored text links.
Okay, so we've got the AI block, then two different layers of paid advertising. Are we at the organic links yet?
Nope, not yet. Scroll past the PPC ads and you finally hit the Google Map Pack.
Right, the three local map results with the reviews.
Yeah, move past the Map Pack and you usually encounter the People Also Ask section.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that little drop-down list of related questions.
Wait, so I've scrolled past an AI essay, headshots, text ads, a map, and a list of alternative questions. Where are the standard blue organic links?
They are underneath all of that. And this is the bombshell takeaway from the Forward Push article. By the time a prospective client reaches organic position one,
which is the holy grail, right?
Right. The spot lawyers have fought tooth and nail for over two decades. By the time they reach it, they have passed through six separate sections of the page.
Wow. So organic position one is basically position six now.
That is the hard truth. In terms of visual real estate, position one is effectively position six. And this isn't some futuristic prediction. It's just the reality of the search page today.
Hearing that laid out so starkly, I mean, I have to play devil's advocate here. Does this mean traditional organic SEO is just dead? Should a firm fire their SEO agency tomorrow?
It's the most common reaction, but it is fundamentally incorrect. SEO isn't dead at all. The battleground has just moved upwards.
Up into the AI overview.
Exactly. The article introduces this great analogy. Think of traditional organic ranking as the foundation of a building, and the AI overview is the penthouse.
Okay, I like that.
You absolutely cannot get into the penthouse if you haven't built a rock-solid foundation. Because Google's AI isn't just, you know, hallucinating these answers from nowhere.
Right. It doesn't invent legal advice out of thin air.
No, it synthesizes its answer by pulling exclusively from sources. Its algorithm already considers to be highly authoritative.
Oh, so foundational SEO is essentially your ticket into that AI overview at the very top.
Exactly. It's the most prominently positioned result on the page, but you only get there if your underlying site authority is pristine.
That makes a lot of sense. But let's talk about user behavior, because the article points out this dual nature to the shift. There's a direct threat, but also a massive opportunity.
Right, let's start with the threat. If a user reads the AI overview and gets a complete answer right there, they just stop scrolling.
So that creates a zero-click environment.
Exactly. The overview absorbs the intent of the search. Mm-hmm. Analytics show that when these AI overviews appear, click-through rates to those traditional organic links, you know, the ones buried down in position 6, they just plummet.
Because the user's journey ends before they ever scroll down.
Right. But let's pivot to the flip side. How does Affirm turn a zero-click search into a win?
Yeah, what's the massive opportunity here?
This is where it gets incredibly exciting. When your firm is the one cited as the source inside that AI overview, your link is displayed right there at the top.
Oh, wow.
Think about what that means. You just leapfrog the local service ads, you leapfrog the thousands of dollars being spent on PPC, you bypass the map pack.
You get the absolute most prominent position possible.
Yep, and you aren't paying a cent in ad spend for it.
Plus, there's a huge psychological element to that, isn't there? I mean, in practice areas like family law or personal injury, trust is the entire purchase decision.
Oh, absolutely. Being recommended by an AI feels entirely different to a user than a cold click on a paid ad.
Right, because if I see a sponsored ad, I know that lawyer paid to be in front of me. But if an AI says, here's how this works according to this specific firm, that acts as an implicit endorsement from Google.
It builds instant, undeniable authority before the client even clicks.
Hmm.
And you know, this isn't just theoretical. The article backs this up with real-world evidence.
Yes. The Tory White Legal Group case study. I found that fascinating.
It's a fantastic example. Tory White Legal Group is a family law and guardian ad litem practice down in Marietta, Georgia. And they are actively seeing referral traffic in their analytics coming directly from AI platforms.
Wait, really? Like from ChatGPT and Claude?
Yes. We're talking about highly qualified prospective clients landing on their site from ChatGPT, Perplexity, Claude, and Gemini.
Let's unpack that because it's a huge behavioral shift. People aren't just going to Google anymore.
Exactly. They're opening an app like Claude, typing in a highly sensitive, complex question about custody laws, and basically having a conversation with an AI.
And those platforms are dropping a link to Tory White Legal Group as the source.
Precisely. The intent of a user asking a detailed question like that is incredibly high. They are essentially doing a preliminary anonymous consultation with a machine.
So when that machine points them to your digital doorstep, they arrive pre-qualified and primed to trust you.
Exactly. So, okay, let's say I'm thoroughly convinced. I want the penthouse. I want my firm cited by Gemini and Perplexity.
Right, the million-dollar question. How do you actually get the AI to pick your website out of the thousands of other law firms?
Well, the Forward Push article lays out a very specific content playbook.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between firms that get cited and those that don't comes down to how their content is built.
Meaning a shift in content strategy.
A huge shift. The golden rule now is direct answers. AI pulls from pages that literally complete the sentence the searcher started.
So the old game of writing a 2,000-word blog post filled with fluff is completely over.
Completely dead. I mean, SEO agencies used to say, you know, write a long intro about the history of the highway system to keep them on the page longer. AI hates that.
It just wants the answer.
Right. If the query is what to do after a car accident, the content must give literal step-by-step instructions. You can't just talk around the topic to pad the word count.
And the article points out a specific strategy that works best for this. It's all about FAQs, right?
Yes. The MVP strategy right now is the FAQ section. Practice area pages absolutely need dedicated FAQ sections.
Give me some specific examples of what those look like.
Instead of a vague header, you need specific questions like, how long do I have to file a claim in Georgia? Or do I have to accept the insurance company's first offer?
Okay, so I go into my website tomorrow. I type out those specific questions, and I write a really eloquent block of text under each one.
Well.
But honestly, AI is so smart now, doesn't formatting not even matter? Can't it just read my paragraphs?
You would think so, but no. Clear structure is non-negotiable.
Really? Why does a supercomputer care about my formatting?
Let me throw an analogy at you. Imagine Google's AI is an exhausted, overworked paralegal.
Okay, I've known a few of those.
Right, and they've been given exactly 2 seconds to find an answer in a massive law library. If you hand that paralegal a dense 500-page novel of unstructured prose, they're going to throw it back at you.
It's just too much work to parse.
Exactly. It's incredibly hard to parse. But if you hand them a single sheet of paper with bold headers, subheadings, and numbered lists that directly answer the prompt,
they're taking that paper straight to the partner.
That is exactly what the AI is doing. Unstructured text gets ignored because the machine wants a clean map. Headers, bullet points, you know, you have to serve the information on a silver platter.
Okay, so clear structure makes sense. But the article transitions from readable content to this whole technical layer, the invisible code.
Yes, schema markup. And this is critical.
Explain schema simply for those of us who aren't web developers.
Basically, it's structured data code added to a web page. It explicitly tells Google systems exactly what the page contains. It translates human text into machine-readable data.
Oh, so it removes any guesswork for the search engine?
Exactly. The article lists the exact types of schema that law firms need. You need local business, legal service, and attorney schema.
To establish who and where you are.
Right. But you also need FAQ page schema and review schema.
I have a quick reality check question, though. Are most law firms actually doing this?
Not at all. Most law firm websites completely skip schema markup.
Wow. So that's a massive, easily correctable gap for our listeners to exploit.
It really is. It's a huge technical edge.
Mm.
Now, let's pivot and look at the local dimension of this, because AI overviews handle near-me searches a bit differently.
Like if someone searches divorce lawyer in Atlanta?
Exactly. For those queries, the AI leans heavily on local SEO signals, your Google business profile completeness, your review volume, and local citation consistency.
Wait, I always thought investing in a Google business profile with hundreds of reviews was just to help you rank in that map pack.
That's the synergistic rule the article points out. The map pack and the AI overview are fed by the exact same underlying local signals.
Oh, so investing in your GBP isn't just for maps anymore. It's a direct input for the AI overview.
Precisely. If you have a fully optimized profile, you are sending an undeniable signal of trust that feeds both sections of the top of the page.
So if we summarize all this, it sounds like success now just means being the most useful, highly structured, and technically clear answer on the internet.
That is the perfect executive summary.
Yeah.
AI overviews are not a reason to stop doing SEO. They are a reason to do better SEO.
Right. Every FAQ added, every clear answer written helps.
Yep. Every technical update like schema is a potential citation at the very top of the modern search page.
It's all about adapting to where the attention actually is.
Absolutely. And it's worth mentioning, Forward Push specifically builds law firm content strategies designed to capture these exact AI overview citations alongside traditional search rankings.
So listeners should definitely reach out to see if their firm is a fit.
For sure. Now, I want to leave you with one final provocative thought to mull over. Pull up your firm's most important practice area page right now.
Okay.
Read it through the eyes of a machine looking for a quick answer. Are you actually directly answering a client's specific questions?
Or just padding the word count.
Right. Are you just talking around the topic, hoping they call you to find out? Because if you aren't directly answering the question, the AI is simply going to find a competitor who is. Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time.